From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
The foreign ministers of Russia and the State of Israel sat down on Wednesday to discuss relations between the two countries. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Israeli Foreign Minister Gabi Ashkenazi also reportedly discussed the situation of the Palestinians. They held a press conference afterwards, and we bring you that in its entirety.
We've had an offline meeting with Foreign Minister of Israel. Ashkenazi, it's his first visit in this capacity to Russia. Previously, we talked on the sidelines of various international events. It was important for us to hold these talks, assessing our bilateral ties, comparing notes on the relations we have and situation in the world. We believe that our bilateral ties are growing and improving in accordance with the arrangements reached between President Putin and Prime Minister Netanyahu. We agreed that as soon as the situation allows, the Joint Intergovernmental Commission for Trade and Economic Cooperation will hold its session to facilitate cooperation across the board. By that I mean economy, humanitarian issues, cultural issues. We are improving contacts between the Ministry of Defense as well. Russia and Israel, and today we confirm this again, are consistent in standing against the attempts to rewrite the history of World War II. We are against the attempts to glorify the Nazi criminals, against the revival of the neo-Nazism, and we underscore that it's important to join in solidarity with the majority of other countries in the light of the annual resolution adopted by the UN. Today we compared notes on the situation in the region, paying special attention to the relations between the Arab countries and Israel. Russia welcomes the normalization of relations between the Arab countries, some of them, and Israel. This process should facilitate comprehensive resolution of the issues in the region, and we believe that we will have to solve the protracted, ages-long issue of the Israeli-Palestinian problem. It's good to have direct dialogue. It should be there between the Israelis and the Palestinians, based on the international framework, which says that Palestine should have its own state, which would live in peace and security together with Israel as two neighbors. Now, concerning Syria, our positions here are close. We need to seek political solutions to these issues based on the 2254 resolution of the UN Security Council. We have agreed that we support sovereignty and territorial integrity of Syria, and we also support the legitimate right of the Palestinians to choose their future without intervention from abroad. Today we acquainted our Israeli friends on the work that we do as part of the Astana formats and on other tracks as well, in order to facilitate resolution of the Syrian crisis. Today we talked over the work of the Constitutional Council, and we attach a lot of importance to it. We briefed our colleagues on the steps that we made in order for the sixth meeting of the draft commission of the Constitutional Committee to be a success. Among other things, we discussed the need to help to overcome the humanitarian crisis in the country, in Syria, where the infrastructure has been devastated, and because of the strangling sanctions imposed by the US and other Western countries, the people of the country are suffering dramatically. We talked about the Gulf region and the situation there. We discussed the steps which are being made to restore the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action in full, in order to resolve the concerns over the program pursued by Iran, discuss other issues which are of note and concern to region's powers, because there should be inclusive, comprehensive dialogue aimed at finding consensus. We also pointed out that there is the Russian initiative to form a collective security framework in the region of the Gulf, and of course, neighboring countries can be part of it. That's the gist of our today's talks. That's what we've discussed today. I think these talks have been very useful. We have very frank, trust-based negotiations with our Israeli friends. Every time we meet, we discuss everything that is out there on the table. My friend invited me to visit Israel, and it would be a pleasure to actually do that and come to Israel. Thank you so much.
אני מודה לך מאוד על ההזמנה להגיע למוסקבה היום, למפגש החשוב הזה.
Уважаемый Сергей Лавров, мой коллега, Mr. Lavrov, my counterpart, I thank you for this opportunity to visit Moscow for the frank negotiation conversation we had today.
ברוסיה ובמוסקבה, אבל זה הביקור הראשון שלי כשר החוץ ברוסיה. ואני רואה חשיבות גדולה בביקור הזה, למרות שכבר נפגשנו בעבר באתונה ושוחחנו לא מעט.
Это мой не первый визит в Москву. This is not my first visit to Moscow, but my first official visit in the capacity of Israel's foreign ministry. I think this is a very important visit. We have met many times previously, including Greece and the Athens.
הקשרים הדיפלומטיים בין רוסיה לישראל.
В этом году мы будем отмечать 30 лет восстановления. This year we're going to mark the 30th anniversary of the restoration of diplomatic relations between our two countries, Russia and Israel.
הקשרים בין המדינות התבססו והתרחבו לתחומים רבים, תחומי הכלכלה, הביטחון, התיירות ועוד והתרבות. הקשרים בינינו באים גם לידי ביטוי ביחסים הפתוחים, הטובים ברמת המנהיגים וברמת משרדי החוץ ובדרגי העבודה.
Я рад, что за эти 30 лет наши
I'm happy that in the 30 countries we have broadened our bilateral relations, we cooperate in culture, security, politics, art, tourism. I'm happy that the level of cooperation has increased, and cooperation between our leaders is very open and trust-based, and the same is true for the ministries of foreign affairs of our countries.
בחיבור תרבותי שהחל עוד מתחילת העליות הראשונות הציוניות למדינת ישראל.
Это всё не случайно. Наши связи основываются
It is not an accident. Our ties are based on a very special relation between our countries. We have a common history that has started the time of the first immigration of Zionists from Russia to the state of Israel.
למעלה מ-1 ישראלים בעלי שורשים ברוסיה שנולדו כאן, וברוסיה עצמה חיה קהילה יהודית גדולה וחזקה.
Сегодня в Израиле проживает более миллиона
Today, there's over 1 million people living in Israel that were born in Russia and are Russian by origin. We have a very big Russian ethnic community living in Israel.
של רוסיה במאבק בגרמניה הנאצית ובשחרור אירופה ומחנות ההשמדה ברחבי אירופה. אבא שלי נולד בבולגריה. הוא ניצול שואה. מי ששחרר אותו מהכיבוש הנאצי זה הצבא האדום. אז אנחנו מכירים בתרומתה של רוסיה לשחרור אירופה ולסיוע לשחרור היהודים באירופה.
Я здесь хочу сказать, что еврейский народ никогда
I would like to say that Jews will never forget the input Russia has made in the victory over Nazism, that Russia has liberated Europe from Nazis. My father was born in Bulgaria, and he's a survivor of the Holocaust. He was liberated by the Red Army. So let me stress once again, we will never forget the input of Russia.
אנחנו מעריכים מאוד את עמדת נשיא רוסיה ולדימיר פוטין ואת עמדת הנהגת הפדרציה הרוסית התומכת בישראל ומחויבת באופן פומבי לביטחונה של מדינת ישראל בפורומים השונים.
Мой друг министр Лавров. Россия является очень важным
Mr. Lavrov, my friend, Russia is a very important player in the region.
Очень ценим
Paramount importance for regional
stability.
And we appreciate what Russia is doing and what Mr. Putin is doing in particular.
מבוסס על אינטרסים משותפים ועל שיתוף פעולה בנושאים של ביטחון לאומי. על זה גם שוחחנו היום. אני רואה חשיבות רבה מאוד בהמשך השיח. המזרח התיכון עבר בחודשים האחרונים שינויים מרחיקי לכת בעקבות הסכמי השלום והנורמליזציה של ישראל עם איחוד האמירויות, בחריין, סודן ומרוקו. הסכמים אלה יצרו מציאות חדשה באזור אשר מהווה הזדמנות למדינות נוספות להצטרף למעגל מדינות השלום. אנחנו אומרים שגם ההתפתחויות האלה הם לא במקום הצורך לפתור את הסכסוך הפלסטיני, ואנחנו קוראים לפלסטינים למסע ומתן ישיר סביב שולחן המסע ומתן ללא תנאים מוקדמים.
В последнее время регион Ближнего Востока проходит через
период перемен. Has been going through a period of change. Relations of Israel with Arab countries has improved. We have signed agreements with Sudan, the United Arab Emirates, Morocco, and other countries. We are doing this not instead of resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. We call on the Palestinians to get back to the negotiation table.
לילי בהאג פרסמה את ההחלטה לפתוח בחקירה כנגד ישראל. שוחחנו גם על זה השר לברוב ואנוכי. ההחלטה הזאת מעוותת את הדין הבינלאומי ופוגעת בסיגוי לחדש את המסע ומתן בין ישראל לפלסטינים. אני מקווה שההחלטה והנושא כולו ירדו מסדר היום של בית הדין.
Две недели назад прокурор
международного
суда публиковал решение начать расследование отношении Израиля. Это решение вредит шансам на урегулирование с Палестиной.
Has made a decision to start an investigation into the actions of Israel, and we have discussed this issue with Mr. Lavrov today.
אנחנו גם על נושאים אזוריים כמו איראן. אנחנו מבינים שהדרך היחידה להביא ליציבות במזרח התיכון על ידי עצירת פרויקט הגרעין הצבאי האיראני ועצירת המעורבות הממשלה בטהרן במדינות המזרח התיכון. שוחחנו גם על העניין הזה. אנחנו יודעים ומבינים גם את התפיסה של רוסיה לפתרון ולהשגת היעד הזה.
Мы также говорили сегодня о региональных вопросах,
discussed various regional issues.
Что путь к стабильности в регионе через
We think that stability can be
achieved by остановку его подрывного участия в делах
Iran's nuclear project and putting an end to its participation its interference in the internal affairs of other countries of the region.
ההתמודדות הזאת מחייבת שותפות בין כל המדינות, והדרך לצאת מהמשבר הבריאותי ואחריו המשבר הכלכלי היא על ידי שיתוף מידע, ניסיון ומאבק משותף בנגיף. אני מקווה מאוד שבקרוב תחלוף הסערה הבריאותית שיצרה הקורונה ונוכל לממש את הקשרים הטובים בין העמים. גם על כך דיברנו היום, בין היתר על ידי חידוש הגעת תיירים ישראלים לרוסיה ותיירים רוסיים ואנשי עסקים לישראל, ולממש את הפוטנציאל הכלכלי העצום ביחסים בין ישראל לרוסיה.
Последний год был брошен всем нам вызов.
Last year has seen a major challenge we have all faced We have faced global pandemic of coronavirus. All we need exchange of specialists, exchange of opinions and experience, and only by concerted action, by joining our efforts, we would be able to overcome this challenge and get back to normal life, exchange of business delegations, tourists, and normal life.
שמתרחשים כל הזמן מעיד על היחסים בין שתי המדינות. אני רוצה להודות לך ידידי השר לברוב על ההזמנה, לצוות שלך ולצוות שלנו שעבד על התוכנית ועל האירוח החם, ואני מזמין אותך פעם נוספת לבוא ולבקר, אשמח שתבקר אותנו בירושלים. תודה רבה.
И в завершении своего выступления я хочу сказать, что я очень рад находиться здесь, в Москве.
I'd like to say that I'm happy to be here in Moscow. I'm happy to have an opportunity to discuss issues with you. Thank you, Mr. Lavrov, and your team for the invitation, for your warm reception. So let me once again repeat that I'm happy, will be happy to receive you in Israel. So, your questions, Kommersant newspaper. Good afternoon, Kommersant newspaper. The question is for Mr. Ashkenazi.
Вопрос на русском. Готовы ли вы прислушаться к просьбам России прекратить атаки по Сирии? Спасибо.
So, are you ready to stop attacks on Syria as Russia has been demanding
it?
אני עונה בעברית. ישראל שומרת לעצמה את הזכות להגן על עצמה. אנחנו לא נהיה מוכנים לקבל נוכחות צבאית איראנית שמשתמשת בשטחה של סוריה לפעולה כנגד מדינת ישראל. אנחנו מקווים שימצא לכך פתרון, אבל כל זמן שישראל תהיה מאוימת מהכיוון הזה, ישראל תדע לשמור על האינטרסים הביטחוניים שלה.
ישראל сохраняет за собой право на самооборону.
Israel retains its right to self-defense.
We
will not have Iran use Syria
to
act against us. We'll do everything we can to provide a defense and security to Israel.
במפגשים יחד עם רוסיה ומדינות אחרות בניסיון לפתור את המצב בצורה אחרת, ואנחנו נשמח אם נגיע לכלל פתרון כזה.
Мы будем готовы с Россией, а также с другими государствами.
We are prepared together with Russia and other states to search for ways of resolving the Iranian question by some other ways. We would be happy to have found such a solution. Question Mr. Lavrov. Syrian Constitutional Committee will have the sixth round of negotiations in the near future. Are we going to see any progress in Israel-Palestinian peace settlement? And will the number of countries participating in the peace process be boosted, as Mr. Peterson has demanded? And now a question for both the ministers. It's about the reaction of Israel on the decision of the International Criminal Court. National Criminal Court has claimed that it's an independent institution. Is Mr. Ashkenazi prepared to accept this decision adopted by the International Criminal Court? Can you comment on this, please?
As for your first question, I've already said that we are actively engaged with our Astana format partners to help the sixth round of the draft committee to be a success. We have grounds to believe that there will be progress and that the Constitutional Committee represented by this draft commission will be able to establish direct contacts between the key actors, key interested parties, the government and the delegation of the opposition. On top of that, we know that various groups who are part of the Constitutional Committee, and there are three of them, they are working within the framework of the draft commission, exchanging written notes and written comments, which is certainly going to be a good ground for a this sixth meeting. And I'm sure that the sixth round of talks will be, well, a success more than the previous ones. I hope Mr. Peterson, Special Envoy for Syria, will soon announce the date. We believe that it will take place late March or early April. It would be good to hold this meeting prior to the Ramadan month. As for expanding the number of mediators, well, I think this idea was voiced by Mr. Peterson already. He proposed to have the Astana format, so-called minor group, which brings together Western countries, three Arab countries together. We said that we are ready to work in any kind of format because we want to find exactly the environment which would help the Syrians to decide their future in full compliance with the 2254 resolution. We asked Mr. Peterson not only to give the gist of his proposal. Basically, he just, well, gave us the countries who could be part of the process. And we told him, if you want to be serious about this, then just please put this all into writing, because the Astana format, the three countries of this format, they are working in full compliance with the UN resolution. We believe that we need to let the Syrians to agree on what kind of country they want to live in without any foreign interference. And that means that we need to prevent any attempts to undermine the territorial integrity of Syria, as well as we should not be condoning separatism. So there are many things which all are included in the 2254 resolution. The Astana trio fully supports this resolution, and unfortunately, as far as we know, members of this minor Syrian group don't really share these views. So Mr. Peterson wants to bring them in, but actually, I haven't seen anything about the position they have. There is nothing official. However, if we take a look at their actions, at the actions of the Western countries and the United States, France, the UK, their actions prove that these principles I've just mentioned, well, they don't see them as something they should be abiding by. So my question is, Mr. Peterson, what kind of foundation would you like to propose to sustain this new format? So we believe that the 2254 resolution should be a guiding principle here. Now, let me answer the second question as well, which has to do with the ICC, the International Criminal Court. We are rather negative about this body. We've been consistent in saying that we are not welcoming its actions and its posture. The situation you mentioned is just one example. When the court was only established, the hope was that it would be a professional, independent body, which would one day become universal. The practice proved otherwise. The ICC hasn't lived up to the expectations. More than once, it proved that it's politically motivated in its actions, it's unprofessional, it has demonstrated complete lack of understanding of international law. There have been many mistakes made in how it viewed and acted upon international law, and against its own statutory, it tried to expand its authority and mandate, encroaching upon areas which are not fit for it. That shows that it's highly inefficient, and also it's highly expensive. It's something we should take into account too. Not only Russia, but other countries as well has many times criticized the ICC, and some of its actions are quite concerning, especially when it comes to Africa. Africa is not satisfied with what the ICC has been doing. Sometimes the UN Security Council gave some of the cases to the ICC regarding, for instance, Sudan and Libya, and these cases showed that the ICC couldn't work professionally. It's just one of the many examples. So no wonder that now there is no hope that this body will be effective and efficient. So we no longer part of the ICC. We have revoked our signature to the statutory. Israel did that even before we did it. We are not part of the ICC, and China, India, many other countries are not part of the ICC anymore. So the many systemic problems that plague this body, I think even those countries who are members of the ICC, of the Roman statutory, recognize that it's full of flaws, unfortunately. It has discredited itself and the mission it embraced at the beginning. We believed it would be a move forward, but it failed. The actions made in The Hague, well, we see them against that background as they are. Its reputation is flawed, it's not good, and, well, it's been proven times and times again.
I think that after the explanation Mr. Lavrov has provided, I won't be able to give any important contribution. But I would like to add that we are not part of the International Criminal Court, and we are not signatories of the Rome Statute. And as we know, the ICC can only be involved and cases at the state level, and we do not recognize Palestine as an independent state. We have a political opinion on this question. We would like to stress that the activity of the ICC is highly politically motivated, politicized, and it is recognized not just by Israel, but by other countries and international organizations, by Russia, by the United States, Australia, India, China, Germany, Austria, and other countries. And we think that this particular decision taken by the ICC on the Palestinian question is the politically motivated. We will not recognize this decision. We think that it is detrimental, and Palestinians are making a mistake by returning to the ICC. Thank you.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.